The Argonauts rated number one in both Street and Smith's and Lindy's preseason Division II polls, were originally set to kick off defense of their national championship against West Virginia Wesleyan. But the Bobcats Conference, the Mountain East, had other plans.
So their conference had a meeting really last week and came out and said they were only going to play conference games. And Wesleyan, unfortunately, no fault of their own, had to drop us due to league requirements.
UWF Athletics Director Dave Scott. To get the Argos and Commerce on opposite sidelines for week one, there were some dominoes that had to fall.
Texas A&M Commerce had a home opener with Simon Fraser, who is actually in Canada, and the Canadian border was not expected to be open for a while, maybe even to mid-August. That game was not going to happen, and it opened it up for them.
The teams will meet on Thursday, September 3rd at Bayfront Stadium. Texas A&M Commerce is ranked number three in the nation by Street and Smith's and beat the Argos 37-27 for the Division II National Championship in December of 2017.
The home schedule is starting to be a murderer's row, but a great one for the fans. You have 2017 National Champs in Commerce. You have the 2018 National Champs in Valdosta. And us being the 2019 National Champs, you get a couple National Champ rematches at home here in Pensacola.
Formerly known as the Mountain Lions, Commerce is now called the Bodark, defined by Merriam-Webster as a form of wood. The teams will play a home-and-home series, Bayfront Stadium this year and in Commerce, Texas in 2021. Scott adds that there's still time to book a 10th game for the upcoming season, which could be in Week 11.
We do have the 8th weekend, too. We will keep our ears open, but most people are in conference play, and it's a tough time to find a game. So we don't expect at this time to pick up a 10th game, but, you know, I'd never rule anything out.
Only four home games are scheduled compared to the usual five or six. Fewer home games mean less revenue for downtown Pensacola. A study by the Haas Business Center of the 2018 season, the latest figures available, shows UWF football generated a total of $9.7 million in sales throughout Escambia County. Amy Newbern at Haas says the report uses multiple inputs.
The spending by both the football program and a sheriff athletics that would be attributed to that. Ticket and merchandise sales, concessions, and visitor spending from attendees, day campus and recruitment days, as well as the visiting teams that come to the region.
UWF football's economic impact was placed at just over $6 million in value added to the economy, generating about $4.6 million in personal income. About 40% of revenues created by the program are associated with visitor spending.
Some of them are staying overnight, but they're typically making a day of it. They're going to bars and restaurants. They're going shopping before and after. And so they're bringing net new money into our region.
And while that $9.7 million figure is countywide, Newbern says the chief beneficiary was downtown Pensacola.
We did try to understand how much of this spending was happening downtown. And so we asked individuals to estimate how much of their spending was happening in that region. And so we know that about $1.2 million in sales is happening in downtown in and around the football program.
It's been just an unusual, unprecedented time. You hear those words all the time.
Once again, UWF Athletics Director Dave Scott.
We're excited to be able to get back into it. We're hoping that the fall is more normal. It'll be different. We know that, but gets back to some normalcy, hopefully with students on campus and getting back to the mission of educating and building champions for life for our student athletes.
West Florida's 2020 home schedule includes three Gulf South Conference games. Shorter on September 26th, Valdosta State, ranked third by Lindy's and fifth by Street and Smith's on October 10th, and West Georgia on Halloween. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.